All right, welcome back to Shed Talk. I am excited about this interview we got going on here. She comes out with these amazing ideas and puts them together for you. You know, by no further ado, Mrs. Crafty, welcome and thank you to Shed Talk. How are you doing today?
Hey, thank you. Everything good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm glad you took some time to be able to tell me about the products that you put together and all the amazing things that you do. Hint, the hat that I got on right here definitely comes from you. What helped you get into this kind of work? What made you get into it?
So everything started with my best friend. My best friend started doing this, and I saw her work, and I saw what she did and how much money she made. So just like, you know what? She kept telling me, like, come on, just do it. Let's get to it. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. I don't think I have patience for it.
Right.
And she goes like, no, come on, just do it. So there was one day that the machines were on, I think it was Black Friday, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember exactly the date. And she goes like, dude, they have a good percentage. Come on, let's get it. And I said, no, come on. So she kept begging me. So I was just like, right, you know what? Right. I'm going to do it. And I bought the machines. I got the heat press. I got Cricut and all the machines. And that's how it started.
Okay. So it's safe to say that you loved it and you love what you do, correct?
I do. I really enjoy it. And then you know what? I told myself, I don't think you'll have the patience, whatever. But at the end of the day, you love what you do and you enjoy it. I really do enjoy it.
Yeah.
And then making people happy with, you know, like the merch and stuff. Right. I really like it. Yes.
You know, one thing that I do like is the fact is that the customization that you can bring to life. Like a lot of people say, hey, I wish I could put that on a shirt. Hey, I wish I could put that on a tumbler. And you are somebody that actually can do that, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, the tumblers, you know, I seen the tumblers that you do, the Christmas ones, you do the things for different weddings and all that different type of merchandise there. Where would you say that you see your industry in the next 4 years?
You know what? Talking about that, it's a good, really, good, really, really good question because it came into my mind so many times. Me and my best friend really want to open. It doesn't have to be, you know, a huge warehouse or anything like that, but a little office where you can, you know, have people come in and order from you, not just like, you know, through a TikTok or any of this app, but in some, like somewhere where you can, people can see more of your work. I really want to be in a little office where it, man, if it can be a warehouse, why not, right? But somewhere big like that, yes.
Yeah, that sounds like that's a great way of looking at it with the business. And you know, I go back to it. It's the fact that you actually can take the craftsmanship and everything that you actually do. You put a lot of TLC, and it's not rushed. It is patient. And, you know, I see the products that I receive from you that you're also on the level of, you make sure that the customer is happy with it and you're also happy with it as well. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. That is really amazing. Another question that I had for you, as far as in the merchandise, what is some of the things that you can do?
So I'm learning to... I forgot what is the word, to put two colors together. And I learned that probably a few weeks ago. So let's say if you want to say like two hearts and you want like a black around it.
Right.
I'm learning to do that, but I cannot do, let's say if you want red or you want green.
Right.
It's kind of, I totally forgot about the word.
So
you're blending it.
Yeah, you're blending things together there. Yeah, that's that's amazing. That is.
And
really
also
amazing.
You have to be aware that whenever you do that, so let's say you want a black and then you want a white on top of it, you have to be really careful whenever you put it on the heat press because that can mess up your vinyl, like this right here. It can burn.
Okay. Okay.
So it will mess everything up, like your process and stuff like that.
So as far as in the merchandise, what are some of the things you do? I know you do hats, you do shirts, What all do you do, craftsman wise?
So what I can do is hoodies, I can do long sleeves, I can do t-shirts, I can do crew neck. So crew neck, it will be like with no hoodie. I can do glass cups, tumblers, hats, I can do wood door signs,
Oh, you
plastic
said so.
cups.
You said you could do the signs that people have hanging outside their doors. You can do a
Yeah, look,
craftsmanship for that.
I have one here.
Okay. Wow, that is amazing. Wow,
Yeah,
that
so
is.
pretty much it's you get the wood, right? And then you can pick whatever you want, right? So you can pick your the color, you can pick whatever a thing that you want. Recently I tried something new. I tried like a picture, personal picture of this two couples, and I put it in here, so I heat presses and stuff like that. So there is one. You can also pick your greenery, the bow, colors of it, everything. So this is one of my
Yeah,
work.
that is definitely some good craftsmanship, Miss Presti. I
Thank
love
you.
seeing that stuff there.
I
You know,
appreciate that.
what I would say that, you know, again, that there's so many people out there that, you know, they want to express themselves and be able to put an image on their hats, on their shirts, on their cups. I mean, I think that you're opening up a galaxy of different avenues for people to actually, you know, experiment with this kind of stuff, and you are the individual that they can reach out to that helps them out with that kind of stuff, you know, which is
Yeah,
fantastic.
absolutely.
Yeah, so
I'm
you know,
open to new ideas too, you know what I mean? So let's
what do
say
you
if
mean?
you see a t-shirt somewhere else in another app, my goal is to obviously not copy it, but I would
Right.
like to make it as what you desire, what you
Right.
like.
Right.
Obviously sometimes you can copy and paste in certain things and you have to do it your own. This saying right here says shop small and support big dreams. I saw it on
I
a
like that.
t-shirt, right? And I couldn't copy it and I did not want to copy it. So I did it my way. So I put like a heart because I'm huge on hearts.
Right,
And then
right.
I just did it, like different vinyl, and it was cheetah print. So that's what I like. So
You're bringing these dreams to reality. That's amazing right there. I like that a lot.
Thank
Another
you.
question that I had for you, as far as in hoodies, are you like what kind of hoodies can you actually put together? You.
So anything, whatever it comes to mind, it's like I said, if you have an idea, you can go ahead and like message me and tell me, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? And then, I'll be more than happy. I'm super honest with my work too. So if I cannot do it, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you, hey, I can't do it, but
Right.
let me see, if there's a different way or if you're gonna like it and stuff like that. But it's honesty and communication, it's the best.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is really awesome. As far as in so you'll put it together and then you'll actually ship it to the individual, and that's all across the United States, if you will, correct?
Yes,
And
it's just USA.
okay, just the United States. Yeah, so obviously, I mean, there's different options for shipping. Is that available?
Yeah, so there's a lot. So I started doing the shipping just like in December, and I had a lot of issues with USPS, the postal office. They tell you, hey, you're gonna get it on Thursday, and then they end up getting it weeks after. So that made me look bad, and I know I don't have control over that, and I understand that, but it's still like my business, right? So I just changed. Some good friends of mine gave me an idea of, just do UPS, and I tried it. So that's what I've been using. Now it's a little more of
It's a little bit more. I mean, it's more. I mean, obviously, you get what you pay for. Like, you know what? I will tell you, when I did get one March from you before, it came through the regular standard mail, and it was pretty swift. But we all know that, you know, no mail service is guaranteed to get there on that set time. I mean, it's a flip of a coin. But if you want to play that extra couple dollars, and you would like, you know, somebody say, for example, they want four different types of hoodies for family members, and they want that like right now. And being that that option is available for individuals to be able to get that, I mean, that's a telltale sign right there. You know, like like when people have Amazon Prime. I mean, people like to have that next day or 2 day shipping, but sometimes it doesn't work like that. It's just how the mail goes. But you know, I like the fact that you have that option available for you if somebody is interested in getting that. Another question I had for you as well, like say somebody would want to get like a picture of a family, are you able to put that on a Tumblr?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Absolutely. So, like I said, anything personal that I can do on shirts, I can, like I said, I'm still new on the wood tying, to put something personalized. Obviously that I can go ahead and do. It's a you just have to be really careful on not to burn it, and that's
Wow.
extremely hard. So, yeah, no, I can go ahead and do tumblers. I'm trying, so my next project, it will be mugs.
Ooh,
To work on the mugs.
that's a
Yeah.
big
So
seller there.
right now all I do is the glass.
Did you do that one
Right.
right there?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, I like that. That's like
Yeah.
that, yeah.
And then glass straw. So yeah, it's all glass. I mean, I did a couple of kids cups, plastic ones. But I sold them on a craft show, so I can't show you.
Okay,
But yes.
I got you. So I'm actually, you know what? One of those I actually do have, and I actually put that in the washer and it holds up pretty well. So that's a good thing that it is washer friendly too, and it doesn't break down. And that goes off of the fact that you get what you pay for in a sense that you're not getting nothing cheap. And you know, everything that I have got from you, I have washed it, I have dried it, and it is still holds up like brand new. You know, granted, one of my shirts I ended up getting some pizza sauce on, which was my fault. I was upset about that, you know, but it definitely holds up and the stain did come out of it there. So, hey, you know, one other question that I have had for you. If somebody actually was interested in getting into this line of work, what kind of tips do you have for them?
You know what? That's a really good question because every time I go to craft shows, I get really discouraged, right? Just because there's people out there that they think that your product is expensive and they find it somewhere else cheaper and stuff like that. So whenever you start this business, I think that you should not get discouraged. You know, you should get to those people that push you up because you will get there. You will get
Correct.
discouraged and just be like, man, should I still do this? You know, like,
Right.
am I making money? You know, stuff like that. So start watching videos too because those really help.
Always doing homework on it.
Yeah, and do your research on the machines and see if that's something that you will like, and you know, so don't get discouraged. That's a huge thing. Just do your homework, do your research. And you know, TikTok has helped me a lot with, you know, doing new projects,
Yes,
and trying new things. And then you know what? Like my best friend is the one to be like, hey, we should do this, let's do that. And I'd just be like, okay, let's do it. And then we get to it and we end up enjoying it. So just try to get with the right people. Do your research, do your homework on the machines. Try it out. And hey, if you mess up, you mess up. It's okay. Just keep moving.
I'm sure that you went down that path before where there's things you were like, you know what, I couldn't deal without this. I'm gonna try this. This
Oh,
works for
yeah.
me there. So it
And
seemed to
then you
me
know
that
what?
you.
I messed up so many shirts too. And I'm like, what am I gonna do with this? You know? And then sometimes we are too focused on being perfect that some other people don't see your mistake, right? Because there was one day that I was doing a t-shirt and my dad was here. And I said, Dad, I think I messed up on this t-shirt. And he was like, just hold it up. So I held it. And he was like, there's nothing in it. And I said, no, Dad, it is. Look, if you look at this way, da 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 da. And then I just kept going off, right? And then my dad was like, you just thinking too hard. Like, it's okay. It's
Hey, there's
okay.
nothing wrong with being a perfectionist. I mean, that's what we look for. And I mean, it's definitely especially that, like I said before, you give the craftsmanship and you take every order and every project as if it's your own project that is personal to you. And that's something really big that, you know, that I think that will gravitate towards your business is that you take it very serious, everything that you do for families, something personal.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to put their grandchild or their child on something, you can actually do that. And like that's just how we are. We like to brand ourselves, and we like to have our own slogan and our logos. And I'm glad that I actually had the opportunity to talk to somebody that does that kind of craftsmanship. And one other thing before I let you go, if somebody would like to get a hold of you, what is the best way that they can get a hold of you?
So I am working on a website right now. But for right now, I can go ahead and do TikTok and also Instagram.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
I'm getting a little bit more comfortable sharing my Discord. But for right now, let's keep it on TikTok and Instagram.
I
I'm
don't think.
super fast at responding either way.
Okay, so you're quick to respond to people that are interested in new business potentially. You know what?
Absolutely.
Everything that you're saying on here, as far as in your links, I do got her links on here. I got your links, and I will actually attach this to this podcast so everybody can actually click on to go to the IG and also be able to check out everything that she has on TikTok. Hey, this has
Thank
been
you.
great. Thank you
Yeah.
so much. I
Absolutely. Thank
appreciate you.
you for doing this. I really appreciate that.
Hey, this has been great. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for listening in. This is Sean with Shed Talk, and I will talk to y'all later.
Thank you.